We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
And welcome back to Padre Social Hour here at Petco Park. We're getting ready for Game 3 of the Dodgers and the Padres. And we are joined by a very special guest, Brandon Maurer, who this is his first time on the Padres Social Hour set, and he's already told me he wants to come back every day. or something like that. He said something like that.
Right, something to that effect. Yeah. Right.
On those
okay,
lines.
Brandon, you're on the Cholula hot seat, so if you get warm, that's what it is. And I'm going to start you off with a real hot question here. Every day, practically, the relievers go out and play some ultimate frisbee. Who is the best at ultimate frisbee? The world needs to know.
Oh, man.
Or at least who's the slowest? I mean, give us something here.
We do have a team cherry picker. That's Frankie. He likes to just hang out in the end zone and catch touchdowns. But he scores a bunch, so I guess it works for him.
You can take that.
So he just goes – he has one thing, run, go deep. And
go deep, yeah. And then just stay down there.
That's essentially to get the relievers to run around a little, right?
Just you don't fun conditioning,
fun
you know,
conditioning.
Instead of just running sprints or whatnot.
Instead of running laps, actually go out there and have a little fun.
Yeah, a little
to me, I don't know why people haven't been doing that longer.
Yeah. I agree.
Add some competition into it. Keep it fun.
Right.
I agree.
But the most fun is the run you're on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You, I mean, last 22 – 21 scoreless outings or 20 scoreless outings in the last 21, 0.41 ERA over the last 22 innings. I mean, you are on a very nice run, and one of the things that's happened is you've sort of fallen into a niche now where it's you, then Benoit, then Kimbrel at the end of games. And how's that feel to be in that niche and know what your role is going to be every day?
It feels good. You know, we're in a nice little relay team. I just hand the ball to Benoit, he hands it to Kimbrel, and we win a game.
How much more comfortable do you feel now? I mean, and what has helped with that? The beginning of the season was tough for this bullpen, the whole bullpen. Has anything helped with that, just getting more comfortable and getting into the rhythm?
I think getting your reps helps, but also knocking that final piece of rust off from spring that maybe you weren't totally ready to go mechanically or whatnot, just evening some stuff up.
Does it always take you a little time to get the rust off, or...?
I'm not sure if it has in the past. It definitely did this year. I was flying open a bit, so once I figured that out and stayed on the ball, everything was going down instead of flying away.
Is it harder for a reliever to I mean, with a starting pitcher, Darren Balsley, that over if he gets to see him for five or six innings, and you can see mechanical issues, I would imagine a little bit easier if you're seeing five innings of work. Than for a reliever, you go out in one inning. Is it harder for them to spot him, or is it harder for you to feel a mechanical change?
No, that's something you got to coach yourself on that and be able to feel something that's not right now. So, and it's something that you got to change pitch to pitch. You know, you got to make an adjustment.
You know, I used to always love watching Greg Maddux. That he would, if he felt something go wrong, he'd walk down off the back of the mound and just like walk a little circle and get back up, and his mechanics would be back.
Just reset quick.
I thought that was amazing how he could reset.
How about the chemistry with the bullpen? It seems like you guys have a good relationship going. Has it been nice to just get to know everyone?
Yeah. It took a little bit to get to know everyone, have everyone kind of open up a bit. But now that we all have, it's a fun group.
Those relievers, always, they're mysterious.
Yeah,
right?
Just it's a little different.
How do you view, because I know you've been a starter in the past, do you view yourself now as a reliever? Do you view yourself as a starter in waiting?
Right now I'm a reliever, and I'm just going to keep going with that.
Okay.
What do you like about relieving?
The chance to get in there every day. You know, if you have a bad one, you want to get back out there and erase that last outing. So just the chance to be able to get out there every day and help the team win.
What's the most I know you probably have today off. Bud was saying before the game that you might.
Oh, I did not.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. He was saying before the game they might stay away from you.
We're breaking news for you there, Brandon, on Potter Social Hour.
That's one of the reasons why.
That's what we're here for.
I ran down here and said, let's invite Brandon because I think he might have the day off.
Oh, nice. All right. Good to know.
Well, yeah, but you know how those things change.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
I'll be looking right at you when they call me to get up.
Yeah. Wave to the press box.
Don't start kicking your feet up just yet. Yeah.
But we talked briefly about it before. The importance of knowing your role every when you go out there now, and it's changed since the start of the year because earlier in the year somebody else was in that seventh spot. How to really be in that mode that you know when you're going to have to get ready each day. How important is that to just a routine, to what you're doing?
Yeah, it's helped me out exponentially, just being able to know when to go out and stretch, know how ready I need to be and when.
I always think, too, there's such a – with every pitch, with every player here, there's such a big mental aspect. What's been good for you? I mean, how have you shaped your game? How have you grown in the last few years to get yourself where you feel real confident out there with your mental?
Just slowing the game down and not letting it speed up on me. It done that in the past. This year it's been a lot calmer out there. I've been able to take a deep breath in between pitches and just focus one at a time.
Is that just experience? Is that just
I think so.
Good?
I think okay. That's just getting a few games under my belt and getting used to crowds and whatnot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Big crowd last
night. Big crowd
right.
last night. It was a good one.
The atmosphere last night was amazing.
Yeah, that was good baseball.
So how glued were you to the Upton Greinke matchup in the inning after you worked or the bottom?
Oh, yeah, I was locked in.
Yeah.
Were
yeah.
you?
Uh-huh.
So you were still in the dugout.
Uh-huh.
That was a great matchup.
That was. That was a good at-bat.
Oh, yeah,
got the count full.
Right.
Hit a mistake.
And Greinke admitted that was the worst slider he threw of the game.
Yeah, it was. It was. And we took advantage of a mistake.
And a little footnote here. Gives you 3 wins in your last 5 appearances. You're going out there. Nice job of cherry picking there.
Yeah, right? I'm taking Frankie's roll right. over, I guess.
You're now on a course for about a 20-win season.
Can you give us any fodder from the bullpen chronicles over there? I mean, I know you can't tell us a lot about what you guys talk about or do, but is it pretty funny stuff? Is it a good atmosphere out there for you guys?
Yeah. We have our little dungeon we go hang out in, and there's some good conversations going on.
A lot that you probably can't share on air, but it's good to know that there's that chemistry going and everything. And you're from Costa Mesa, right? You're from. So mm-hmm. is your family still there? Are they able to come down a bit? Or
yeah, they come down probably every other Sunday at home, and
that's great.
Go out to dinner after the game and whatnot. It's nice. Yeah, it's real nice.
It's really nice.
So they may not see you today.
No. No, they won't be here.
Oh, they're not here today.
They're
I'm
not
thinking,
here today.
Well, it's a good day then to maybe have a day off.
Yeah, right?
We called them. We let them know.
Yeah,
we're
right.
We're on top of this. Don't worry about it. I hope when you get the call from the dugout, you just tell them, no,
right?
guys.
No, no,
I've already heard I'm not.
On Padre Social, no. No go today.
I can see it when you get up in the bullpen. I'm just going to.
Yeah. How about Willie and Darren? I mean, how have they been with you, and how much has it helped with your pitching?
It's huge, yeah. I mean, coming into the game, I know the next 3 hitters, and I know exactly how to attack them, so that helps.
Yeah.
Going through scouting reports, Balls does a great job watching video and hammering everything down, you know.
Now, Brandon's locker mate is Dale Thayer, who is a
gem.
He is a gem and just a funny guy, and so the two of them together, always up to trouble, but good trouble, right?
Good trouble.
Now, I've noticed in that game of Frisbee, when it gets to Thayer, he holds on to it an
he
awful
does.
Long
yeah,
time.
He lets
true.
The offense work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Waits. It's like, you know, if you're a quarterback, you have 1,001, 1,002. With Thayer, it's like 15, 16, 17.
But he hits the open guy.
Right.
And finds him.
And then he doesn't really move a whole lot after that.
Throws touchdowns and gets back
right.
on D.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I would also say, yeah, Thayer's got – he's got his own vibe going on out there. You're in Thayer's world when you're out there with him, right? Brandon, we really appreciate you coming by. We hope you enjoy your day off,
should
it happen. And and we hope you come back. It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't.
Actually,
I think I can make it happen.
But he said he's hoping to stay away from
hoping,
him.
Yes.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
It does. That makes more sense.
All right. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. You like Cholula, Brandon?
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. We thank you for coming by. Stay with us. We'll have more here on Padres Social Hour.